Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. Thank you for joining me. There is contact information in the episode description. I got an Instagram, which I've been posting pictures to. Facebook and Twitter usually just get those posts. Are they going to Facebook? I think, yeah, no, they definitely are. And there's an email. Say hi. Tell me what's up. Share this around to all the other word nerds that you know. All right. Ooh, I just looked at what the last word of this episode is going to be, and that looks cool. Okay, first is as regards, two words, or it could also be as respects. This is a preposition from 1633, and it means in regard to or with respect to, as in as regards our previous discussion. Ooh, this is a fun one. Maybe some of you won't agree, but I think it's fun. It is the word ass, A-S-S. This is the first form of three, so clearly the word ass is very versatile. This is a noun from before the 12th century, and all of you with immature brains should have some fun with this. Number one, yes, this is a noun. I'm just reminding you because the next one is also a noun, but it's different, I guess, and the third one is an adverb. So here we go with the number one definition of the first form of the word ass, which is a noun. Any of several hardy, gregarious, African, or Asian perissodactyl mammals, smaller than the horse and having long ears, especially an African mammal that is the ancestor of the donkey. I think we've all heard of this animal, the ass, that's similar to a donkey. I don't know the difference. Do you know the difference? I don't. Like I said. All right, number two is, italics, it says sometimes vulgar. A stupid, obstinate, or perverse person, as in, made an ass of himself. It is often compounded with a preceding adjective, as in, don't be a smartass. That reminds me of a Far Side comic where there is, it's just a living room scene, and on a couch, there is a, well, I guess an ass or a donkey sitting, and also a rabbit. And they each have thought bubbles. They're not speaking, they're just thinking. And the donkey is thinking, if I remember correctly, he says, dumb bunny. And then the bunny is thinking, smart ass. It's a weird one. I've honestly never really, I'm not familiar with the term dumb bunny. Maybe that was a thing that people said, but that one was a little weird to me, but I thought the other part was funny. All right, second form of ass, it can also be arse, A-R-S-E. This is a noun. Ooh, you know what? I forgot the etymology for that. We are going to skip it. All right, could also be arse. It is a noun from before the 12th century. 1A, it is often vulgar. It is the synonym buttocks, often used in emphatic reference to a specific person. As in, get your ass over here. Also as in, saved my ass. 1B is also often vulgar, and it has the synonym anus, A-N-U-S. Number two, again, usually vulgar. Now this is interesting. They say often vulgar for 1A and 1B, and 2 is usually vulgar. So I just take that to mean that the chances of it being vulgar are much higher or somewhat higher than 1A and 1B, which are just often vulgar. Not quite as vulgar as number two. And it just has the synonym sexual intercourse, which I would almost call that obsolete or archaic because I have never heard anybody just say the word ass. Well, no, actually, I take that back now that I think about it. This is from Middle English ars, A-R-S, or E-R-S. It is from the Old English airs, A-E-R-S, and that A-E is our new word ash. That's an ash letter. Or ears, E-A-R-S, and it is akin to the Old High German or Old Norse ars, A-R-S, which means buttocks. I just like saying it that way. And this is also from the Greek orhos, O-R-R-H-O-S, which means buttocks, or also the word aura, O-U-R-A, which means tail. Now we have the third form of the word ass. This is an adverb. And then in brackets, it also says it's the second form of ass, so it's probably similar. This is a, it's from circa 1920. It is often vulgar, not usually vulgar, it's just often vulgar. And it says, used as a post-positive intensive, especially with words of derogatory implication, as in fancy ass. Next, we have the word assai, A-S-S-A-I. This is an adverb. And I just had to make sure that we are recording because I have screwed that up in the past where it wasn't recording. Okay, assai is an adverb from circa 1724. We just have the synonym very, V-E-R-Y. It is used with tempo direction in music, as in allegro assai. And this is Italian, ad satis, from the Latin word ad satis, which means enough. And there's more at the word asset. Next, we have assail, A-S-S-A-I-L. This is a transitive verb from the 13th century. To attack violently with blows or words. Synonym is the word attack. Assailable is an adjective, and assailant is a noun. The etymology says this is from Anglo-French assalir, which is from Latin assalire, which is an alternative of assailire. So the first one was A-S-S-A, lire, and this one is A-S-S-I, lire, and that means to leap upon. So when you are assailing somebody, you leap upon them and attack them. And that is from ad plus salire, which means to leap, and there is more at the word sally, S-A-L-L-Y, yeah, like the name Sally. I'm going to switch hands holding this microphone. We have next the word Assam, capital A-S-S-A-M. This is a noun from 1842, a black tea grown in northeastern India. And it says the etymology, this is from the town or city or region, I guess, Assam, India. We are going to move on to Assamese. I wonder if this is related. Yes, it is. Assamese. This is a noun from 1826. One, a native or inhabitant of Assam, India. Number two, the Indo-Aryan language of Assam. And Assamese is also an adjective. Next, we have assassin. This is a noun from circa 1520. One, a... It's when it's in its capitalized form, a member of a Shia Muslim sect who at the time of the Crusades was sent out on a suicidal mission to murder prominent enemies. Number two, a person who commits murder, especially one who murders a politically important person, either for hire or from fanatical motives. The etymology says this is from Middle Latin assassinus, which is from the Arabic, let's see if I can pronounce this, Hashashin, H-A-S-H-S-H-A-S-H-I-N, Hashashin, I might have to look that up to see how it's pronounced, which is a plural of Hashash. It's so interesting that there's a double S-H right in the middle there, S-H-S-H, and that means worthless person. Literally, hashish user. Oh, interesting. So it's a hashish user, but it has become, it means worthless person. So someone who uses hashish is a worthless person, according to that. And that is from the word hashish, which means hashish. All right, now we are going to move on to assassinate. This is a transitive verb from 1607. One, to injure or destroy unexpectedly and treacherously. Number two, to murder a usually prominent person by sudden or secret attack, often for political reasons. Synonym says, see the word kill. Assassination is a noun, and assassinator is also a noun. And last word for this episode, I teased it before, it is assassin bug. This is a noun from 1895, any of a family of bugs that are usually predatory on insects through some, as a kissing bug, suck the blood. Oh, sorry, let me reread that. any of a family of bugs that are usually predatory on insects, though some suck the blood of mammals, called also a reduvid or reduvid. There's a double I in there. And that reminds me that the scientific name is reduvidae, something like that. Predatory insects, though some, as a kissing bug, that was in parentheses. So kissing bugs suck the blood of mammals. And there is a picture of an assassin bug, a black and white drawing. It looks, it's got some wings, it's got long legs and long antennae, and a kind of spiky middle section. And I will definitely have to find a picture for Instagram to post of that guy. That is it for the words, and well, now I'm torn. Do I pick assassin bug as the word of the episode, or do I pick ass as the word of the episode? Ass, I mean, I feel like it's so important in English language, or at least American English language, but assassin bug is also kind of cool. So we're gonna move assassin bug over to Instagram, and we're gonna make ass the word of the episode. Thank you very much for joining me and listening, and that is it. Thank you and goodbye.